And it seems every time I have a conversation with the press spokesperson, it's always about good news. And I'll tell you why, because Metro Rail is expected to run a full service between Cape Town and Yanga. This is for the first time in over 3 years, where PRASA announced that trains would run daily from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Now, the central line, it links many of our working class communities from areas such as Mitchell's Plain, Kailich, to the CBD. You know, that's where work opportunities are, and they're prevalent. And so we are delighted. I'm happy to actually have this conversation with PRASA spokesperson Andiswa Maganda. Andiswa, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Gabungile, and your listeners. Thanks for having us.
Listen, it's been a long, long time. It's just over 3 years, but I'm guessing Yanga must be delighted finally that this is going on. But what went wrong before?
Indeed, it has been a very long time, and you remember that our network across the country suffered theft and vandalism of the rail infrastructure, including our railway tracks and the overhead cables. And also what was unique about the central line is also the illegal occupation, where people illegally occupied the central line during the lockdown, and so making it difficult to run any train services. And so in the past 2-3 years, we've been working on recovering the central line, finding ways on how to run train services while we have people still living on the railway reserve.
And I mean, some of the things that were put forward, and I think these are things that you are aware of, train services being brought to a halt by extortionists who were demanding protection fees, can you imagine, from PRASA contractors, as well as, you know, theft of infrastructure. You talk of also people who started erecting informal houses along the railway line. And certainly it's taken a while to get these out of, you know, out of the conversation. Is it working, though? Can we be sure that this is nothing like this is going to happen again?
Abongile, like we've had to also look at our security plans, and we know that part of the reason why our network was vulnerable to theft and vandalism is because there was a cancellation of security contracts. But however, I'd like to assure the listeners and the general public that we do have a security plan. We are working with the South African Police. We have an integrated security plan. We have boots on the ground. Our trains themselves also have a security patrolling inside the trains to ensure the safety of commuters. And so while we are working on the relocation of the people living on the central line, we found a strategy on recovering some of these sections on the central line. Last year, we opened Cape Town to Langa, and now we've extended that service to Nyanga. And so we're going to open the central line in phases. And right now, we've completed phase one. We just need to work on phase two, which is the Philippi Kailicha section, which is a little bit difficult there because of the occupation on the rail reserve. But a lot of work has gone into recovering the central line. There were challenges on the way, but we've managed. I mean, we've got a team who has been resilient, dedicated, determined to recover the central line. And if it wasn't for our technical team in the region, in the Western Cape, we wouldn't be able to run the services. And it's been through the leadership of the Metro Rail, the PRASA Western Cape Regional Manager, Mr. Maseko, who's led the team in terms of recovering the central line. So we are also grateful to the team for their hard work that they put in to recover that line.
If you've just joined the conversation, Metro Rail says they're gearing up to run full services between Cape Town and Yanga for the first time in over 3 years. And PRASA spokesperson Andiswa Maganda joins you now to tell you about the processes it's taken them to get here and what are some of the things they're looking to do, talking about the phases that they're working on. Joining us on the line on 021446-0567, Guy in Belleville wants to ask a question. Andiswa, Guy, good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Just a simple question. You had a fully functioning rail system, right? Then it was allowed to fall into disrepair. I remember having a chat with Jeremy Cronin, who at the time was the Minister of Transport. And I asked him, how come at that stage, so much of the rolling stock was just left, windows open, rain to go in, carriages getting defaced, people living in them. And he just looked at me, he said nothing. Now, you should get him back on the line. Now, currently, you guys have got certain lines up and running, right? But your responsibility, because PRAS is a SOE, it's a state-owned asset, which means it's owned by the state. I'm spelling it out. And who funds the state? The taxpayer. So it's a taxpayer investment. And how come you guys, on your watch, and you're raving about your new general manager, well, bully for him. But where was he when PRAS was falling apart?
Guy, thank you so very much for that. And guys, remember, we have to try and stay professional whatever it is that we're doing when we're asking the questions. Thanks, Guy, for that. Andy, so perhaps maybe summarizing what Guy's asking is, yes, we're doing the work now, we're recovering, but why did we allow it to happen in the first place? Any comments on that?
Look, to what Guy's saying, and I think it was also acknowledged in the rail policy that's currently out for public comment, that there was a lot of disinvestment towards passenger rail. And I don't want to venture into the space of policy space, but however, there's work being done from the national level, from the Department of Transport, where they're trying to rejuvenate and rejuvenate the rail industry, putting investment in the passenger rail industry. And so, like I said previously, that there was the cancellation of the security contract, which was an error of judgment. However, we are rectifying the situation. It left the network vulnerable to theft and vandalism. But we're rebuilding the passenger rail infrastructure. And the public can be assured that we will restore passenger rail as the backbone of public transport across South Africa, especially for the working class and the low-income households.
I run out of time, but I have to ask, how much are the tickets going to cost, and maybe your parting words to the listeners?
Yes, the service is running. The tickets from Cape Town to Nyanga is 9 rand, but Langa to Nyanga, we're looking at 7.50. It's a very affordable service.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so very much for that. Andiswa Makanda, PRASA spokesperson.